The news in brief, police in Egypt have again clashed with protesters, leaving at least two of them dead. Since Saturday, dozens have been killed and thousands more injured in such clashes. The protesters are demanding an immediate end to military rule. They've jammed the capital, Cairo's Liberation Square, for 5 days now. Yemen's embattled ruler Ali Abdullah Saleh is in Saudi Arabia to sign a power transfer deal brokered by the Persian Gulf Cooperation Council. Saleh promised several times to sign the deal in the past, but backed off at the last minute. The vice president is to take up the reins until elections are held. Saudi-backed forces in Bahrain have attacked protesters with tear gas and stun grenades. The protesters were angry at the killing of a man earlier crushed to death by a police patrol car. Despite the regime's heavy-handed crackdown, the Sheikhdom is the scene of anti-government protests on an almost daily basis. U.S. stocks have fallen for a fifth day in a row over concerns about the worsening debt crisis in Europe. They've seen a more than 5% drop over the period. In Europe, meanwhile, Spain's short-term borrowing costs have hit a 14-year high. The British government has admitted that its plan to cut the country's debt is failing. Prime Minister David Cameron says tackling Britain's debts is, quote, proving harder than anyone envisaged. He also conceded that his government is well behind where it needs to be. An international survey shows the use of landmines was at its highest last year since 2004. Israel, Myanmar, Afghanistan, and Pakistan were among countries in which new mines were planted last year. 80% of the world's countries are signatories of the Ottawa Treaty banning the deadly weapon. Police in Costa Rica have seized some 1,200 kilograms of cocaine. The haul was found stowed in a truck in the country's capital city, San Jose. Four Colombians have been arrested. Mexican drug gangs are increasingly using Costa Rica as a pickup point for cocaine headed to the U.S. And blizzards have swept China's northwestern. Flight and ferry services had to be canceled and highways were closed. Hundreds of passengers were left stranded, with some having to spend the night in their cars. A vehicle piled up due to heavy fog was also reported.